Welcome to the Casserole of Nonsense with Chris, Scott, and Casey.
Hey, folks. How you doing? This is the Casserole of Nonsense. And this episode is a little bit different. We want to start the episode off by saying, you know, I'm not necessarily a Seinfeld fan, but I do remember Jerry Stiller's role on Seinfeld, and we lost Jerry Stiller here this week. And you know, our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Obviously, a wonderful actor, very funny man, and he's going to definitely be missed. So, this episode goes in memory of Jerry Stiller and in honor of one of his most famous bits on Seinfeld. We're basically having a Festivus-type airing of grievances this week.
Yes, we are going to burn our bros. Get ready for the feats of strength. although Casey may not be familiar with Seinfeld, he may be more familiar with...
Are you kidding
Here
me?
We go. Here we
are
go.
Are you kidding?
I figured you'd be more of a King of Queens guy.
Oh, well, this. Okay. Oh, that hurts the soul. That really does. That's only my favorite show of all time.
And it begins. And it begins.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Casey. I didn't realize that you were that you actually watched the oldies.
Now here is a little unknown fact. I did not know that he was Ben Stiller's dad. I didn't even know his last name. I just knew he was the old guy from Seinfeld.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't know until this week. Like, holy crap, they kind of even look alike.
You actually kind of redeem yourself with that comment. Just, you know. Things are back in their normal realm.
I was going to say, I mean, now you see where I was coming from with that, right, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it now.
How about Zoolander? You remember him from Zoolander?
Yes.
Maybe, definitely was funnier than his son in that movie.
But technically, this episode is pet peeves. So you know,
yes.
Should we just
pet peeve? The official definition is something that a particular person finds especially annoying. Of course, the unofficial definition, stupid stuff people do to piss me off.
So should we dive right into the stuff that pisses us off? I mean, we've got a decent little goat list. I think we can just go ahead and dive into it. What do you say?
Yeah, but, you know, that reminds me, you know, you talk about getting your – talk about the goat list. You've heard the term get your goat.
Yeah.
you know where that – it means, you know, to make someone annoyed or angry. You know where that comes from?
I don't.
I don't know if this is true, but traditionally it comes from horse racing because they thought that if you want to calm down a high strung thoroughbred before a race, a goat would be placed in the horse's stall the night before the race and it would keep the horse company, keep them calmed down. So if you wanted to upset the horse, you know, what's wrong? Someone get your goat?
Okay.
That's the rumor where it comes from.
Okay. Now.
Yes, this old-timey moment brought to you by the old guy.
And with that, let's dive right into the goat list, the top pet peeves. We've got a list of four that we're going to talk about and try to rank here. The first one is... mouth noises when you're chewing with your mouth open. We loop those into one particular offense. Apparently, yes, I've been guilty of this.
Yeah, now it depends on if it's sinus season or not. I mean, if your nostrils are stopped up, then you're kind of, you know, it's either chew with your mouth open or, you know, pass out.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who, you know, who can, you know, chew like Secretariat. And I will have to say this list was these top four. They seem to be of all the sites that we went to, these top four averaged out to be the top four. So we're not the only ones who believe this, these being the top four. Yeah. Okay, Casey. Chris, you want to go on to number two?
Number two, people who use your, Y-O-U-R, instead of the contraction your, Y-O-U apostrophe, R-E.
This is terrible. These people need to be jailed. We'll get to that.
Now, I will say that not that I've been guilty of this, but I think that not so much in email, but it does happen a lot in social media because autocorrect sometimes messes it up.
Yeah, but
hey, no excuse.
I know what you're gonna say. Check your work. Check your work.
Check your no damn excuse. Work.
Leave your excuses at home, Burton. Leave them at home.
Oh, you're killing me. Y-O-U-R apostrophe R-E.
Autocorrect might be the champion of mistakes, but that doesn't mean you can succumb to it.
I didn't say that it was an excuse, guys. I said it happens to me sometimes.
This is a general general comment to everybody who does this. See, I'm gonna lump in two and two in this particular instance. All of these, I think, fall under this one.
Yeah. Affect and effect?
Yes.
Oh, some people still to this day do not understand the difference.
Yeah. I am of the belief, and maybe this is bad on me to say, but I am a belief if you cannot spell, it reflects poorly in your intelligence.
Yes. Totally.
I mean, you had spelling class in school for a reason. I can't help you if you slept through it. That is this is now the middle-aged rant of the week. Get a damn clue. Okay.
Yeah. This spelling lesson brought to you by the journalism major.
And now I will step down off my soapbox and return to being 5'7".
Number three.
Poor driving etiquette.
Oh. Can I get on the young person soapbox? We've had the old...
Counselor, you have the floor.
I'll accept it.
Nothing worse than driving on the interstate, specifically I-40, with somebody going 65 miles an hour. And I'm in favor of jailing people for, you know, using the contraction, you're or you are. But the people that go 65 or lower on the interstate deserve the death penalty. Let's be honest. They need to get off the road. You're too slow. Go a highway, not the interstate.
See, I'm going to vote for you for district attorney if you will run on that platform.
Yeah. To me,
you will win in a landslide in this state. I'll go ahead and tell you right now.
If you are not driving 5 miles over the speed limit, then you are not going the speed limit.
Yeah.
What about the people that are driving the speed limit and slam on their brakes when they see a cop or a state trooper?
I mean, seriously.
Those people are the worst.
Yeah. Here's a public service announcement. The cops have already seen you. Their guns work a mile away.
Yeah.
It's okay. People. Slamming on your brakes doesn't do anything but make you look guilty.
Yes.
I say, speed up. Show them you just don't give a damn.
You know, I did an internship with the Cookeville Police Department one time. And I asked one of their officers, I said, how fast does somebody have to go before or over the speed limit before we pull them over? And he said that the person that I spoke with said it makes him so mad when people drive the speed limit and slam on their brakes. He's much more likely to pull them over than somebody going 5 over the speed limit and not adjusting their speed when they see a cop. Yeah. But that was interesting.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, truthfully, I've seen people I've been with, they got a ticket. I mean, cops do a lot of that. They just want to see you correct and acknowledge. I've seen them get tickets where they wouldn't have gotten a ticket if they thought they were doing the right thing by not putting their seatbelt on after they saw the cop, and the cop pulled them over and said, well, you're not wearing a seatbelt. And it's like, if you'd have put it on, I wouldn't have given you a ticket.
Yeah. Cops yeah. want to mitigate any sort of hazard.
Yes.
That might be out there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're driving 90 miles an hour with your hair on fire, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're doing 70 and a 65 and you're not weaving all over the road, then I think for the most part, now, you know, counselor, none of this can get me in trouble if I say this, right? This is just my opinion.
The fifth. As the great Dave Chappelle would say, we'll plead the fifth.
This is a theoretical exercise.
Yes. Theoretically. I don't want to get a lot of, you know, comments from cops saying, no, dude, you're busted.
Just because you say it doesn't mean it's true.
That's right. That's right.
Remember, it's a lot of fake news these days. Come on.
Trust me, my wife will second that.
All right, so number four, not washing your hands after you leave the restroom.
Ooh, especially okay. today.
I was going to say, you know, that may have been a misdemeanor like 3 months ago.
Not now.
It's a freaking death penalty now.
Yes.
That is immediate firing squad offense now.
What about people that will sneeze without covering their nose now? Is that equally as bad as someone not washing their hands now?
I would pull a Samuel L. Jackson and I'd be like, get on the ground, bleep, bleep. Point the gun and cock it.
Yeah. I think that, you know, any of that, it's really just not being a good person, a good citizen, you know. Because you're putting, I mean, even before this, I mean, nobody really wants to shake your hand, Mr. You know, I don't care if they taught you not to pee on your hands where you came from. Okay. Still wash your hands.
It's selfishness, pure and simple.
Yeah.
It's selfishness.
Yeah.
I mean,
they just don't want to take the time.
They don't want to take the time, and you know, they want to show everybody that their opinion is right and others are wrong.
Yep.
In which case, they should be taken out back and beaten.
And then made wash their hands.
I would just wash his mouth out with soap and water, then wash his hands, then just dump the bucket on his head.
No, these days you have to give them the Saudi Arabian routine. Mm-hmm. Off with their hands. You won't wash them, you don't need them.
Waterboarding takes on a new meaning nowadays.
Oh,
nice.
I went there. I don't care.
You went there.
I don't care. I mean,
a lot of death in this episode. Like a lot of death penalty. A lot of.
We're not.
We're not to that point yet.
We're not even to that point yet.
Oh, I mean, for a lot of these offenses, they would fry, obviously. But I got a few later on that, you know, they're not even getting the electric chair. I'll just break their neck right there.
Yeah.
Judge, jury, and executioner, that's me.
Oh, trust me. When we get to the actual airing of grievances, there's going to be some Braveheart-like stuff. You know. Cutting out the entrails while they're alive, putting them in front of them, this you know, getting... stretching them. Yeah. Put them on the rack, draw and quarter.
Feed them to the dog.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay. So taking into account, I say you got to take out the account on number four of what it's like today and just look at the pet peeve, because now that's more people are paying attention to that. Now, but then when this list was compiled, it wasn't, you know, washing your hands was necessary for not, you know, passing on germs, but it wasn't, you didn't have the possibility of killing somebody really.
I mean,
you could pass the flu and somebody could die, but it wasn't, didn't have the meaning it does today. So I think that when we're taking this into account, we have to take into account the severity of not doing this. When this list was compiled, was not what it is now. So,
of the four, the only one that makes me want to lose my mind completely are the bad drivers.
Now, I get that. I mean, if you don't signal, that's not like slamming on your brakes, you know, when you see a cop, or not paying attention when you're, or for heaven's sake, not knowing how to freaking merge. It's in your DNA. All people know how to merge in one way or another.
Oh man. And four-way stops. God help them.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people trying to be nice at a four-way stop, and it causes all kinds of
problems. Oh,
yeah.
Total chaos.
Yeah.
There is no greater chaos than at a four-way stop. Are they going to go? Are you going to go? Are you going to go? And you're in this constant, like, musical chairs you're playing with the other car for 5 minutes. Everybody's honking the horn at you. It's total chaos.
That's actually one time where it's okay to be selfish.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And then one person has to be the hall monitor.
Yeah.
Now you go.
The traffic cop, so to speak.
Yeah. And so, okay, so you let that person go, and you told that person to go, and you told that person to go. Now it's your turn to go. And then when some son of a gun decides to run it, it screws it all up again.
Uh-huh. And then the ones who don't come to a full stop, they want the rolling stop, and then go.
These are the people that make me want to rent a car, pay the deductible, and then go out there and play bumper cars.
Just put the bumper to them.
Deductible? Yeah, I can put them in the wall.
Yeah. If you let somebody merge in front of you and they don't give you the wave to acknowledge it, yeah, you're going in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to get Ward Burton in the wall.
Oh, come on. Hey, he's a Daytona 500 winner. Don't do me like that.
And driving slow in the fast lane, or driving in the fast lane anyway, if you're not passing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, those people drive me nuts. Those are the people that need to go back to bicycles, because evidently they're not in that much of a hurry.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I have to pass you on the right, there's a problem.
I would like a scooter lane all the way on the right with a big wall, and for people who can't manage, you get a scooter. Get the scooter lane. You know. Everybody goes and then you don't even need to run the scooter. Just do it like you do at the amusement park, where you sit in there and it's on a chain and it just pulls you at one speed.
I was about to say, you know, some poor fool pull out the pass at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give them the good old Todd Bodine treatment.
Right? There you go. That's a better example. Cue ball headed so-and-so. All right.
Oh man. You give them a full on Dale Earnhardt.
Oh man.
Oh gosh.
Oh, God rest his soul.
All right, Chris.
All right, so let's get it. Let's just narrow it down. I'm willing to throw out number one, because, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, if allergies are clogging you up and whatever, and you're trying to breathe, and
yeah, the only time that I really have a problem with that is when people are chewing gum with smacking with their mouth open.
Yeah,
and you know, that really exudes class. You know, you're like a 70s truck stop hooker.
Oh gosh,
a male hooker. But no, I mean, either way.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just really. I mean, you look at you watch some of those old ones where they, you know, you had. Unfortunately, Hollywood didn't know how to characterize that particular character back in the day, so it always had to be the same thing. Had their gum in their mouth, smacking wide open mouth. It was the way they saw him. Hey, you know, that's the way they do things. So, yeah, I could get rid of that one, because a lot of that, and a lot of times, let's face it, you know, there are some crunchy foods out there. I mean, if you're eating pretzels, it's not, you know, it's gonna,
it's gonna make some noise.
Yeah. And let's face it, you know, if you're not smacking your lips and making noise and got sauce all over your face, you're not eating wings the right way.
That's right. You ain't doing it.
Sorry, go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say that's why they invented boneless wings.
This is true.
All dainty people.
Right. Casey, are you good with throwing out number one?
Yes.
Okay.
Throw it out.
It'll finish fourth in this exercise. Now we're down to the triumvirate of bastards.
Oh.
This is going to be difficult.
Oh, this is hard. Oh, wow.
It's got to be the bad drivers. Bad drivers for me are worse than the people that are grammatically challenged is the word I would
Okay, say. So you're going to say number two should go next.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm okay with that. I mean, I would love to Homer Simpson them through the phone and just strangle them, but.
Yeah. But I agree with you, Chris. I think in this case, you know, there are, like you said, yeah, that you need, you know, proofread. You know, they teach you that all through college.
Here's the thing. I want to make a point right here, though. We think autocorrect is probably the source for a lot of these, but, you know, it's okay if you acknowledge that you screwed up and autocorrect did it, but most people don't do that.
No, they don't.
Which leads me to believe that they're legitimately dumb.
Or they just don't care.
Well, both. I take no prisoners in this one. If you screw up, acknowledge it. If not, you know, it tells me something.
I agree that this one should go here because of just of the nature of things.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
But I agree with you. There's a reason it's made this list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I agree that this is a bad one.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're down to two. Whew. Road rage against rear rage.
Pretty good.
Nice delayed reaction there.
Mm.
It's got between the two. It's got to be the bad drivers. Nothing, like I said, nothing drives me bonkers more than bad drivers on the roadway.
Yeah.
Yes, counselor. But you know, when you're about to get a high five from a brownie, I'm pretty sure that that guy in the other lane, you know, giving you the finger,
may have given himself the finger.
Oh, you went there.
Score.
Oh my god.
Not
gosh.
Even 20 minutes in and this thing is off the rail.
Points. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. See, there's a guy that could take number 1 and number 2 on this list at the same time.
Yes. You don't want them driving while giving themselves a proctology exam.
No, no. He went number 1 and number 2, didn't wash his hands after either one, and decided to cut you off in the interstate after the fact.
Oh, me. Mm. I tend to think that up until a couple months ago, number 3 was probably the more deadly consequence because it would create a lot of road rage and accidents. And now, maybe not so much, but I tend to agree with you, Casey. I think poor driving etiquette is probably worse than the not washing hands after using restroom. But it is really, really close.
The kicker for me is that there's not going to be a vaccine for stupid drivers.
That's true.
There's not.
Good point.
That is an excellent point.
I mean, you know, there are going to be dumbass drivers from here on to the end of time, and they'll figure out a way to take care of viruses at some, or more than likely they will.
And what worries me also is that I don't know that the self-driving cars are going to correct anything.
No.
I mean, I thought for a while there that Tesla was going to take those guys out of the equation, but I've driven one of those Teslas, and they're scary. And I can see it causing more problems than it solves.
We needed the flying cars. Where are the flying cars?
Yeah. Yeah, George Jetson, what the hell happened?
Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
That's it, man.
So I think it's a clean sweep between the three of us that poor driving etiquette and all the offenses within that category, they're the worst pet peeves. They are. And for this week, they top the GOAT list.
I'd say congratulations, you driving bastards.
Hey, you know what? We can tell them all they're number one a different way.
Good point.
After we wash our hands. And with that, let's take a break. After we come back, we're going to try something a little different in honor of Festivus. So stay with us. This is the Casserole of Nonsense. We're back in a minute.
I really wish we had.
Welcome back to the Casserole of Nonsense, the Festivus edition. We call them pet peeves, but, you know, whatever. This segment, we've turned it pet peeves SVU, misdemeanors, felonies, and the chair.
Ooh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in some of our pet peeves, our personal pet peeves, and we're basically going to put them on trial and see what sentence they deserve.
Death. This is going to be cathartic and disgusting all in one.
And this is an airing of grievances. So, you know, in the spirit of Festivus, here we go. Scott, why don't you start us off?
Okay. I should do this in my very fine Southern Lauren.
Quit Matt
Lawrence. Down on Cafe Creek.
I can just see you in your seersucker right now. I can see it right now.
And he'll blame somebody else for the murder.
If I was wearing a seersucker suit right now, you'd probably say, "Oh, look, Colonel Sanders."
I'm like
hair and beard and all. Finger looking good, boys. Hopefully, you washed your hands. No. Okay, here's my first crime. Now I'm going into prosecutorial mode. Making fake words real, especially advertisers. Let me tell you, there is no such thing as melty cheese. There's no spreadability, nothing is gravy, and nothing is the vanilla-est. Let me tell you, here's the man responsible.
That sense of theme
Theodore
here.
McManus. Theodore McManus, he was a Dodge marketing executive. In 1914, they were looking for a way to describe their automobiles were better than the competition's. So he comes up, he wants to say something that's rugged, it's fast, it's reliable, it's dependable. He came up with the word dependability. Now today we think, oh, that's a word. Yeah, it's a word, but as of 1914, it wasn't. Quit making stuff up. It's a common trick they use now. It's called I can't even pronounce it. Amphimeria. See, making up words. Anthimeria. It means changing the word part of speech. Or here's one for a product I actually like. Quit. It's L-I-G-H-T. That's like Miller. Don't spell it L-I-T-E. That's not a word. We have enough problems in the English language with words like language to spell. We don't need to make it worse. It just increases my pissiness.
I can't even bang the gavel to call order in this court because that's just too damn funny.
Sorry, you asked for pet peeves. I've had a week to think on it.
All right. We have the evidence. Counselor, what say you? What do you think?
That's a felony. Felony. It's not approaching a death penalty. It's not really a misdemeanor. these people need to go to jail for more than a year.
So you're saying they should do hard time?
Our time.
All right. I'll agree with that. I'll allow it.
Yes, hard time, but they have to write on a chalkboard like 100 times. The whole L-I-G-H-T. L-I-G-H-T.
Oh, all right.
Nothing is melty. Nothing. Oh, that. I tell you what, I want to strangle the Taco Bell exec so bad I can. First time I heard it, I damn near wrecked my car. melty cheese. There's no such word.
All right. So,
we have one group of people is in jail now for more than a year.
Yep. Casey, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm going to piggyback off of what my esteemed counselor Burton just talked about fake. Let's talk about fake videos for a minute. We'll hurt some people's feelings here, especially the fine people on the Facebook that have shared a video 8 million times, actually closer to 9 million times. You've probably seen the Plandemic video that has been making its rounds around the Facebook, which I will refer to it as, over the past...
its original name.
Over the past 2 weeks. This video has been discredited. YouTube has basically taken the video off its platform. Other websites have done this too, because most of the content has been discredited by the scientific community. The whole basis, if you haven't seen the video, was a former confidant of Dr. Fauci, who later turned against him, made some outrageous claims about him and the medical community. All of this was false. But if you just look at the amount of people, and maybe this is an indictment on the population as a whole, there's not a whole lot of fact-finding anymore with people. They'll see someone that shares a video, and they take it as the truth. There's no investigation anymore. There's no individual hunt for the truth anymore. And this video was shared 9 million times. And most people have took it for the truth. So I am asking for a conviction and the death penalty on fake videos. Not the people that put them out, but fake videos as a whole. I'm asking for a return of guilty and the death penalty for all fake videos and media in general.
Well, I'm not going to disagree. I would like to add to that because I do think that people do share some responsibility for not doing their due diligence.
Yes.
Passing on inaccurate, incorrect, and just plain falsehoods on the internet. No, Mark Twain didn't say, give me liberty or give me death. Okay. A cure for baldness is not being held back due to monotheistic Norwegian black metal millionaires holed up in an underground New Zealand lair. And no, Chris did not father a love child with America's sweetheart, Natalie Portman.
Oh,
my understanding was they were just friends with benefits. Well, my understanding.
Order in the court. Order.
My understanding was they were just friends with benefits. I will,
counselor. I'll allow it. I'll allow it, but watch yourself.
I will endorse the death penalty for fake videos. I concur.
What say you, counselor Chris?
I will agree with the death penalty for the fake videos. I will also recommend a minimum of a misdemeanor for those who share them.
Yes.
As they are conspirators. So there's where I stand on it. They have a little bit of responsibility to do some homework, and apparently they don't want to. So,
it is decided that the people are the fake videos are walking the green mile down to Oak Sparky tonight. Mm.
That's right.
All right.
Got time. Chris,
I will
your case.
All right. I work in an office building, at least before all the pandemic stuff hit. I worked in an office building. One of the biggest things I see day after day after day is when the elevator stops on a certain floor, the door opens, and there are five people directly in front of the door. I want to sprint off the elevator and just spear the living hell out of them. If you were standing in front of an elevator when the door opens, you deserve to get run over. Plain and simple. It is selfish, it is disrespectful, and you need your ass kicked. Chris, prosecution rests.
Chris, I suggest that you rent a pony. You take it up in the elevator. When you get to that floor, you come charging out of there.
I'm pretty sure the pony would not fit.
Oh. You coming up the dumbwaiter?
No, there's a small elevator.
Those kind of people, you're not going to get on. You're not going to miss the elevator. You're not going to go any faster. I agree with you.
Because if we're trying to get off the elevator and you're trying to get on at the same time, guess who's going to win that battle? The people getting off.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We've got to get off before you can get on. Just plain and simple. Just be respectful.
What are you asking? What sentence are you asking for here, Chris?
I want them to do. I'm not saying this is death penalty worthy, but 15 to 20, I think, should be recommended here.
Okay.
I think 15.
If they don't get their ass kicked, they ought to at least serve hard time.
Well, I mean, I would relegate them to the stairs and make them to do 15 to 20 floors a day.
Interesting. Well, there's going to be a runaway jury with me. I'm giving them the death penalty.
Oh, wow.
Well, I can't give them the death penalty, but I will go with a felony. I will support the felony rule. I don't think I can give them the death penalty.
It's okay. I will.
Well, he's a hanging judge.
Hey, it's Texas. No, it ain't.
They got us in that fresh lane.
We're open late tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I got another one.
All right.
Rude/annoying/thoughtless cretins in movie theaters. These people are the worst because they honestly don't care about your existence. You know, you go to a theater, with everything you can see online now, when you go to a theater, you're going for an experience. And you're laying out good, hard money, expensive money to do so most of the time. You know, you're paying a premium price to be transported. And that means when the lights go down for the previews, your phones go off.
Yes.
Period. Previews are part of the movie. I've gotten into arguments with my family for not putting the phone on silent when they sit down. Now, I don't mind rustling candy or crunching your popcorn so hard you sound like a bare rim on a pea gravel road. You know, but, you know, stay off the dang phone, okay? Oh. And parents, you know, parents bringing their kids to movies. I'm talking about all the people that are inconsiderate. If you're bringing your kids to the movie and the kids don't know how to act and the mom doesn't do homework and she brought your kid to don't bring your kids to an adult or teen rated movie. I know that shows a teddy bear on the poster, but it's a Seth MacFarlane film, not Teddy Ruxpin.
Let me ask you this real quickly. What if a parent brings a infant child in to a movie?
No.
Death penalty.
Absolutely not.
It's happened before.
Not only do they get the death penalty, they get first in line.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in a theater with plenty of seats, don't sit behind me and don't sit behind my wife. She has caused more teenagers' goobers to retract, if you know what I mean, just by looking at them because they kicked her seat. And I get feeling bad because I think that, oh, gosh, they're going to sit behind my wife. I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it if they're sitting directly behind. They're going to kick her seat, and she's going to start a row. You know, there's going to be more violence in Row B than there is in the entire movie. And it's a Michael Bay film. Okay? No. Just, if you're going to the movie, just treat it like you're going to church.
Yes.
Turn off your phone, pay attention to the sermon on the screen, and shut up.
Or failing that, just go to the drive-in.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to talk, go to the drive-in, or better yet, stay home.
Yep. If you can't find a babysitter, stay home.
They make TV screens as big as your freaking house now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll save money. Just buy it, and you won't walk out with, you know, Whopper shoved up your nose because my wife got pissed off.
Wow.
So what are you asking for?
I'm asking for death penalty here.
This was
my death penalty case.
I'll second that.
So I give them a death penalty, and I hope there's reincarnation. Because if there's reincarnation, we're going to kill him again.
Double death penalty. I like it.
The double death penalty.
Double
death. Casey, you've come up with something. Only in Texas.
Only in Texas.
All right, Casey, you're up.
Okay. Picture this. There's no more quarantine. You're at the friendly confines of Walt Disney World, about to go into Magic Kingdom. You're in line. You're finally going to get to have a good day with your family. You're going to see Mickey Mouse. You're going to go to Cinderella's Castle. You've waited in line for 45 minutes to get in. And all of a sudden, a family decides they're going to cut the entire line and go in front of you. And they walk in front of you after not having to wait any time. They cut the entire line. What should we give to people that cut line? Should we give the death penalty? Should it be a felony? Or should it be a misdemeanor?
Time out for just one moment. I have, do they have like a fast pass type thing? Because that would be, okay.
No,
okay.
No fast pass.
Okay.
Oh, no. So they're just blatantly just doing it.
Yes. All right.
Oh, no, no. No, you cut them right there. They don't. There's no judge. It's judge, jury, executioner by everybody in line. Everybody gets a lick.
Yeah. Throw them off Space Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Or Splash Mountain, Space Mountain. I don't give a damn. Yeah. Stuff them in the monorail and make them ride that son of a gun all freaking day long.
Yeah, you think it's a small world. Just wait until everybody gets a shot.
Yeah.
Knock your butt into Tomorrowland.
We're going to tell the seven dwarfs they can't grow up anymore. And they're coming after you.
Yeah. Your family wants to go see you. They're going to have to meet you. Going to have to meet you in the Haunted Mansion. You'll be riding that little cart the rest of your...
You are going to face one pissed off Donald Duck.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be soaring to different heights when you punch them in the nose.
Hang you from Cinderella's castle.
It'll be the wonderful world of Disney when they throw you out. So, yes, death penalty.
Yeah, death penalty. That's we're not giving a lot of people a lot of breaks here.
No, nor should we.
I think we've had one felony and five death penalties.
When's our Supreme Court nominations coming?
I sentenced you to 6 years in Nashville traffic.
Oh gosh, let's not go back that cruel now.
Oh, cruel and unusual. Chris?
All right, so you both, we're all golfers here. We're all golfers. And I worked at a golf course for several years, and this was my number one pet peeve of anything golf-related. When you call the golf course to reserve a tee time, say you're teeing off 9 o'clock Saturday morning, that tee time is when your first ball needs to be in the air on hole number one, not when you're on the putting green practicing, not when you're on the driving range hitting 74 different drivers, Not when you're rolling in the parking lot, getting your shoes out of the trunk. Not when you're paying me at the cash register. 9 o'clock Saturday morning, your ass better be hitting that first drive off of number one. Nothing. And
you know
I mean
why I'm
nothing.
Laughing so much, Chris?
Nothing.
You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because I think I went golfing with you before and I showed up at 9 o'clock.
Yes! You did this. I remember that. We were off.
I
yes.
Guess I'm getting the death penalty. I guess I'm getting
you are going to fry for that. Nothing backs up the tee sheet longer than people who don't get in time. And yes, I am recommending the death penalty for those golfers.
Oh.
Preferably by a lightning strike on number eight.
Casey, you've been sentenced to a lifetime of being a Phil Mickelson fan.
Oh, gosh. Let's not go that cruel. That's way too cruel.
You can never wear a red Nike shirt again.
Oh.
You can't wear anything oh, red on Sunday.
What's the purpose of life anymore?
Hmm.
Yeah. For the rest of your life, you have to hit a pitching wedge off the ladies' tees. That's how you start.
Hey, I still give the person in this example the death penalty, so I'll give myself the death penalty.
Fair.
That's fair.
All right.
Well, you know, if it's self-imposed.
Now, if you have a legitimate excuse, it's one thing. But most people don't.
Hopefully Casey's a case where rehabilitation is in order.
I think so. It could be a possibility.
So. I don't think there's any hope. No hope. He cannot be paroled.
You're gonna have to clear your schedule, counselor. Just
for you playing
golf
hey,
when you actually have to be in court.
For you playing through has a different meaning.
Ooh.
What about the person on the golf course that hits like two in the water but then they get up to the water and they're hitting like number four in their mind instead of number eight or number nine?
what are you trying to say, Kevin?
Hey, they're gonna hold every kind of sentence. They're getting a whole different kind of sentence for that one.
That's why I don't play for money.
Hey, we don't need a death penalty for that. They're getting judged afterwards.
You realize how much money I'm paying for golf balls, right?
Masters are expensive.
The course is actually making money off of me. Put it this way. Yeah, you know how it's like Easter when you go out into the rough, the one ball you hit in the rough and you find like four really nice Titleists.
That's a good day.
Those are mine. Just call me. I'm Johnny Golfball Seed.
Those things are $5 a pop. If you can get four and not lose any, it's a good day.
Yeah, that's a great day.
Yeah, I used to think shooting 70 was great, but coming back with more balls than you found, that's something different.
Yeah, that's why I don't hit Pro B1s off the tee anymore.
Yeah, this is true. True story. Okay, well, last round.
Well. Okay, the last round. Well, Casey kind of hit on two of mine, so I'm trying to think of one right now that really is driving me nuts. And I don't have it.
Fair
Give
enough.
Me just a second.
I've got one.
All right.
I actually had four, and both of you have jumped on both
Mine's
of them.
That's fair enough. We'll keep going.
Mine's pretty short.
Okay.
Now, we've all spent some time in Cookeville at some time of our life. We played trivia with some of us, went to school up there. We know that the legendary Ralph's Donuts is in Cookeville. And if you're from the Cookeville area, you know Ralph's Donuts and you know there's Big O Donuts. The first time I had a Big O Donut, it was okay, it was decent. And then I went to Ralph's. Ralph's Donuts or heaven on earth. Like, literal heaven on earth is on that street in Cookeville where Ralph's Donuts can be found. There are people on Facebook, though. This is a common trend, not me ranting about people on Facebook. There are people on Facebook that swear that Big O Donuts are better than Ralph's. And for that, I'm asking for a return of the death penalty because that is totally, totally baseless.
This episode brought to you by Ralph's Donuts. Ralph's, where you can get donuts almost any time of the day. The butter twists are heaven. Yes.
So this basically
they're not a sponsor, but by gosh, I wish they were.
Yes, they better sponsor us now.
This is a clean sweep. They're all going to die. Yeah, just fry them.
Yeah,
fry.
Yeah, we tried Big O once. Big O, not even close.
Yeah. They get fried and they don't get glazed.
No.
Nice.
Scott, did you find another one or do you want me to wrap this up?
Well, no, go ahead and wrap it up.
All right.
Like I said,
I have one. I'll make it quickly as we're running up against a break.
Yep.
We've all been a part of this, especially with the proliferation of you know, smartphones and all that good stuff. But group text messages are absolutely evil.
Yes.
You've seen them. One person decides they're going to text 13 people at the same time, and then your phone blows up forever and ever, and you have to turn the notifications off.
Sounds like a good day on the floor in Tunica.
I mean, ding, 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 ding. That would be a good day on the floor in Tunica. You're right. But it's bad. But it's bad when I'm sitting trying to play PlayStation and I'm getting text messages every 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, it's basically, you know, you're getting fooled. Your slot machine's going off, and you ain't getting nothing.
It ends up with me getting shot. What happens? So,
yeah, my family does that, and of course, it starts instantly enough, and then it's this picture and this meme and everything else.
And iPhone users are the worst about this. They really are. I mean, it usually, and here's the thing, you got 17 iPhone users and then you have the one Android user.
Yes.
That doesn't show up in the group text when they answer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My blood wants to boil.
Duh.
Group text messages are the devil. They should fry and they should burn in hell.
I'll agree with that.
Give me liberty and give me death to the group text.
I do have one, Chris.
All right.
I do have one.
All right.
It is timely. Okay. If you see somebody in these day and times right now, unfortunately, we're having to, just like we are, we're having to social distance, right? We're having to stay apart. You go to the store, not everybody is demanding everybody wear a mask. I get it. If you don't want to wear one, fine, but don't berate people who do.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to be considerate, or maybe they just are scared, or maybe, but here's the thing. If somebody is wearing a mask, don't go near them. They are trying to keep play. They're playing defense. They don't want you to come up. I mean, that may be the most innocent thing possible, but I have seen people walk up to somebody who is obviously trying to play defense, and they insist on coming up and getting in their face or getting near. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't want to be, cause a problem. Now, whether or not you believe they work or whether they don't, it's fine. But people who are that inconsiderate of people, of people's fears, feelings, or personal conditions, those are just people that just don't care. And, I don't want to wish the death penalty on them. I really don't want them to get this, and I'll be real easy to do. I want a very strong warning issued for them. Misdemeanor at the most. But it just drives me nuts when I see a lady, I don't go to the store much. Everybody else picks up, right? Everybody, for the most part, tries to get their groceries picked up in these days' times. you know, you see an old lady, and it's obvious that she's trying to stay away from everybody, and she's nervous and scared. Don't go up to her, no matter if you're trying to be nice or not. You can say it from 6 feet away.
All right.
That is a recent one that has really, really kind of, caused my pissiness to go up. It's just inconsiderate people. And I know that that's, that probably is not funny, and it's, it's just one of those ones that I thought was just really timely that really, really does get under my skin.
So you're recommending misdemeanor?
Yeah, I recommend a misdemeanor. Okay. And just be thoughtful of people that are, because everybody doesn't have the ability to stay home.
Casey, what say you?
I'll give him a misdemeanor.
All right.
I won't kill these people.
We'll make it unanimous because we're up against a break. So that's all for Pet Peeve Court. And after the break, we've got One's Got to Go, and then we'll wrap it up. So stay with us.
Yep.
And welcome back to the Casserole of Nonsense, the Pet Peeve Edition. We'll finish up our final segment tonight with One's Got to Go. And in this particular episode, there are some annoying songs in the world, but we found four that are worthy of not necessarily being on this list. But anyway, Scott, you found these songs, right?
Yeah, these are the most annoying songs ever by MetalFloss.com. They're the ones who rank them. They were the top four. In no particular order, they were The Macarena by Los Del Rio, We Are the World, USA for Africa, My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas, and We Built the City by Starship.
Mm. So One's Got to Go.
Yeah, one of these songs you can never play again.
Oh, I watched a VH1 special, like, I guess it's been about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was the top 100 worst songs of all time. There's only one of these, I think, yeah, one of the songs on the list had one of these songs. There's only one song of these four that had documented cases of suicide because people kept on playing it over and over again for whatever reason, and they could not get the song out of their head. And that song is "We Built This City."
I thought he was gonna say, "What's new, pussy?" Oh, if you haven't seen that John Mulaney,
oh my god, I'm headed after that one.
So the one, Salt and Pepper Diner.
Yes.
You got to see that.
Yes, you do.
The one that's got to go for me is We Built This City by Starship.
And see, this contradicts with what I was thinking, because of these four songs, We Built This City was the only one I'd have actually play. You aren't going to catch me playing My Humps, and I'm damn sure not going to have the Macarena going on. So, We Are the World, I don't want to cry. So, I mean, We Built This City is fine with me, but so I can't kick it out.
Which one's got to go for you, Chris?
Well, it's unfortunate that Baby Shark is not on this list, because I would kick it out in a heartbeat. But
I've never heard of that song blissfully, thank goodness. I have heard the fish song.
Fish.
If I had to kick one out, I'm kicking out We Are the World.
Oh.
No. It's for the kids.
We are the children.
We ain't kids no more.
What say you, Mr. Burton?
Oh. Let's start giving. Casey, you make a good point with We Built This City. if there ever was a sellout song, this was it. But in what it was trying to be an ode to San Francisco back in the day. Starship is a long way from Jefferson Starship. And yes, a lot of people hate it because they feel like they sold out with the song, but I understand what they were trying to do with the song. The song sucks, don't get me wrong. Just because of that little radio thing they play in the middle of it, like they're going through the dial and can't find the station. My humps, I've never heard it except Will Ferrell sing it. And I think that was in Blades of Glory, and that was enough for me to both hate the song and love the song. We Are the World. It was a good effort. It beats the hell out of it. Don't They Know It's Christmas Time? I mean, see, the Macarena is the one that gets me because that's the one that gets stuck in my head. And what's worse is I don't speak Spanish. Okay? So I get a song stuck in my head that I can't sing.
Hey, my God.
Yes, it's exactly right. Macarena. Macarena.
Hey, Macarena. This was the song of the mid-90s. Okay? That was
the song. Mid-90s music sucked, except for the Foo Fighters. we are at loggerheads here. And it's a good thing we all have our own playlist, because the Macarena, to me, is the worst song ever.
Got a great dance to it.
I watched somebody that we all know dance the Macarena in the middle of a trivia contest.
Order in the court. Will not have that kind of imagery in my courtroom.
It burned into my soul. Yes. And meanwhile, the flaming brunette over here is saying that yes, along with another traitor. her memory's long.
It is not a gavel on a block, but it works just the same.
We're loggerheads here because I think we can all agree that these all suck. That they're all annoying. And that's the thing. We Built This City is a song that is bad. It is bad. I understand what the trend is bad. I don't know if it's annoying. We Are the World, again, it's not great. It's good thoughts behind it. Yeah, annoying. You can at least sing the song. The Macarena, you can't sing unless you have an advanced Spanish degree. And while it may be the most poetic, flowery Shakespearean verse, all I hear is, hey, Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
And I don't understand the rest of it, and I wish I did. But I don't, and for that, because it seems to say the same thing, and I'm probably getting myself in trouble here. It's not that I enjoy good Spanish music. I enjoy it, even in Spanish. This song, though, it's the same. You know the song that really gets me and should have made this list? Bern Gosden, That Just About Does It, Don't It. That song, to me, is the most repetitive. So it's brilliant in its annoying simplicity because it's like three lines.
There's only one song on this list where people actually like became so like obsessed with and like you could not get the song out of their head that they chose to like be gone forever, and that was We Built This City.
Let me ask you this. If I throw a song out there that you guys find equally or more annoying than the one you picked, would you agree with that?
Yes.
I got it. I got one in my head now.
If you say Achy Breaky Heart.
No. No. Chelsea Daggert needs to die and burn in hell.
Oh, I agree.
What song is that?
Trust me. You know. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Listen to Blackhawks fans after they score a goal. I'm not going. The next sentence I shouldn't say because that would be kind of politically incorrect, but they sound stupid.
I agree. That's the worst.
What's the name of the song?
Chelsea Dagger. That's the name of the song.
Chelsea Dagger is the name of the song.
I don't even know who sings it. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's terrible.
Chelsea Dagger is the name of the song.
Yep.
Annette, pull up Chelsea Dagger.
Oh, don't. We're not playing this on the air. We'll get out of here. No, what happens.
We're not playing on the air.
Oh, it would be Chris's worst nightmare. He would owe royalties to the people of the Chicago Black.
There would be a fight.
I don't want to pay for it.
There would be a fight.
Hey, Chris.
No.
Mute me.
we're just going to cut this thing out. I want you to listen to this off air.
All right. If two of you have voted that it's worse, then that's better than anything we can come up with.
There we go.
Don't play it, Annette.
By proxy, we have actually made a good decision tonight, and that Chelsea Dagger is the one that's got to go.
Okay. That I'll agree with. Okay, good. So, hey, not even on the board.
We pulled one from the wild cards.
That's a first.
Yeah. The field won tonight.
That can't come through my headphones. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not paying for a song that's got to go.
That song
is his worst nightmare ever. He's going to owe the Chicago Blackhawks a check.
Yeah. That's going to be a pet peeve of mine.
We're not playing it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. On that note, I think it's probably time to adjourn this court. Thanks for listening to Casserole Nonsense. We've had fun. Hope you have too. And we'll talk to you next time.
Everybody be safe.
See ya.